From WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn. Among the environmental programs on the chopping block under President Donald Trump's proposed budget is a little-known grant program administered through the Environmental Protection Agency called the South Florida Geographic Initiative. The program funds efforts to monitor water quality in the Everglades and the Florida Keys, as well as efforts to monitor the health of seagrasses and coral reefs. WGCU's John Davis reports the proposed loss of that federal support has some environmental researchers in Florida on edge.
The South Florida Geographic Initiative provides grant funding for environmental monitoring efforts administered through the EPA's Water Quality Protection Program. Among those efforts is the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Coral Reef Evaluation and Monitoring Program, or CREMP. Since 1996, that program has provided annual monitoring of 40 coral reef sites throughout the Florida Keys, making it the second longest ongoing coral reef monitoring program in the world. Since its inception, CREMP has relied on funds from the South Florida Geographic Initiative. Just since 2015, the program has received $540,000 from the EPA grant program. FWC's principal investigator for CREMP, Rob Ruzica, says the EPA program is critical to his work.
I would say the large bulk of it, maybe 75% to 80% of it, has been through the EPA. If the Geographic Initiatives Program was eliminated within the EPA, that would basically cripple the CREMP program, and we would not be able to carry out our monitoring like we do now.
Ruzica says the two decades of data collected through CREMP draw attention to a concerning trend in Florida's coral health.
We've seen roughly a 50% decline in the coral cover at our sites. And while this can't necessarily be extrapolated throughout the entire Florida Keys and through the entire Florida reef tract, what we've seen within our monitoring sites is a large reflection on the amount of coral that we have lost.
The South Florida Geographic Initiative also provides critical funds for a Florida Keys water quality monitoring project and a seagrass monitoring project, both administered through Florida International University researchers. For 20 years, it's also provided funding for efforts monitoring the threats of phosphorus, mercury, and other elements that can damage the Everglades. Data collected for the EPA through the initiative was also key in a 2012 federal court settlement in which a judge ordered the state to spend $880 million on an Everglades cleanup plan. In April, more than 30 members of Congress, including Florida Republican Carlos Curbelo, sent a letter to President Trump urging federal support for the EPA's geographic programs throughout the country. John Davis, WGCU News.